Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Matt Peel joining us now. He's been with us before. He is our health and workout guru. Matt, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. How are you all up there in Denver today?
You know what? We're staying warm, and at least in our area, the heat and the lights and the heat are on, so we're good.
I hear you. We are at a record low here in the New Orleans area. We're going to actually be in the teens. I've never seen it in the teens.
Yeah, that's it snowed in South Texas even. So yeah, you guys are seeing some things down there you don't normally have to encounter.
No, that's why we just shut ourselves down and drink a lot and put the fire on.
Yeah, we're used to it. So life goes on here. We don't see much changes in that world. All right, but hey, some of this actually, which is what we're going to talk about today, brings anxiety and hypertension into our world. Why is that so dangerous, and how do we handle that, Matt?
Hypertension is felt by 1 in 2 Americans. And let that sink
on
your list.
Wow, 1 of 2?
1 in 2 Americans, yeah. Oh. Adult Americans. So, crazy.
Okay, so for those that maybe, I think most people, Matt, know what hypertension is, but there may be some folks listening that are like, wow, do I have that? What is it? Explain what hypertension is first.
So hypertension is the technical term for high blood pressure. And what that is, if you have high blood pressure, it's anything that's higher than 130 over 80.
Okay. So anybody that has that really has hypertension.
Really has hypertension.
Okay.
And, 1 in 4 of those 1 in 2, as we really kind of get down to it, don't even have it under control. And a lot of people don't even know it. So you got to, how the hell do I know?
Yeah, I was just going to say, so what are some of the warning signs you have it?
You got to go to your doctor. Number one, they're the only ones that can diagnose you. I can't diagnose you.
Right.
I'm a corrective exercise specialist, but I'm not a doctor. So they have to tell you what's going on. They may prescribe medication. They may not. A lot of these things can be dealt with lifestyle, though. And from personal experience, I've had a number of clients who've come to me and want to get off their medications, like their blood pressure medication. And through changing to a more healthier lifestyle with their doctor, they've been able to come off their medications.
That's really, actually, that's great news, because I am one, and I'm getting more and more this way as time goes by, I think, Matt, that if you can do things and not go on a drug, that's the best alternative, that's the best bet for you.
Oh, 100%. The body's really not meant to be on these prescriptions. If it can handle itself naturally and kind of iron yourself out, then, it's a win-win for everybody in that regards.
Okay, so somebody finds out that maybe it's getting up there or it is over the top. They don't want to take meds. There's other things they want to try to do to control it. That, honestly, Matt, I think there's some doctors out there that do a good job of explaining what you're talking about. And there's others that'll just say, here's a pill. Go take this each morning and, you're good to go. If that's somebody listening and they want to take care of this in a more natural mean, how can they do that?
It really does start with diet and exercise. Again, diet, I never say you have to go on a diet. It's just making those healthy changes within your normal routine that are going to stick. We kind of talked about that when we did our Reject the Resolutions bit.
Right.
Let's stay away from the fried. Let's put a little bit more color on your plate. Grilled and baked of just about anything is a lot better than if you fry it and stick a bunch of flour on top of it. Plus, hopefully it tastes better that way, too.
Right.
So those are some great things. And then, getting around the block, obviously a few times. Now, I know it's cold today here, cold there.
Yeah. It won't be for long, though. We have nice days here, and it'll be nice in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I'll be playing golf again this weekend.
Right.
So it works. But in my latest blog that I wrote, I talk about something called Tabata, which should be fairly popular out there. It's a 20 seconds of exercise, of intense exercise, followed by 10 seconds of rest. And you can do that in 4-minute circuits.
Okay.
And there's really no wrong answer to what exercises you want to do. You don't need equipment. You don't need anything else except a timer or Spotify that has playlists that actually have this music. And you can do it right there from your living room. It's pretty great.
Excellent suggestion. Real quick, though, back to food. And I don't want to stay there very long because, you know, I know we've got other things that we want to discuss. But I'm somebody that feels like if there's people listening that may not even realize, you know, what we're talking about. And I think, you know, what's that old saying? The only way you can start correcting something is when you recognize there's a problem there to begin with. And I think, Matt, there's actually people listening that think, well, if I go through the drive-thru and I order X, it's really not a big deal. And I guess my comeback to that would be stay out of the drive-thru altogether, if at all possible.
Absolutely. Because even though it's, quote-unquote, their Eat Fit menu or their right menu, whatever they may have, it's still processed food loaded with a lot of salt, calories, and fat. And at the end of the day, if we're talking, you know, weight loss, weight gain, what have you, it's a math problem.
Right.
And, you know, more energy in versus, you know, less out.
Right.
And that's a lot of energy going in you that you're not burning on a daily basis. So that's huge.
So good, folks good that are find themselves in that realm, which I think, by the way, as Americans, I think a lot of folks, even a lot of folks listening, find themselves in that realm. And by the way, I'm not criticizing. This is a kind of preach to the choir thing as much as it is anything, Matt, because I was once there. I mean, you know my history. I was once there. I lost a lot of weight and, you know, make sure that I, you know, do my best to maintain that and take care of that. And, you know, drive-thrus are just one of those things I learned a long time ago. If you're going to maintain your weight and feel healthy, you just have to stay away from. But that involves some planning, and I think if there's anything that, you know, I could suggest to people would be just that. You do have to sit down, maybe it's, you know, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, whatever, and actually say, this is my schedule coming up. How am I going to eat accordingly as I go through this week so that I avoid those things you and I are now talking about?
100% planning is the key, so you're not caught in that off-guard situation. And you know what? Life happens. We all know that. So if you got to go through a drive-thru once in a while, okay, you make your best choice of it.
Yeah, get the salad with no dressing and eat it without anything on it, and you're at least halfway safe there.
You're correct.
I mean, I'm being serious, Matt. I mean, literally, if you're going to go through a drive-thru and do anything at all, and you need something in your gut, get a salad, throw the dressing away, or tell them not to give it to you so there's no temptation there whatsoever. Eat it dry, put a little salt and pepper on it even if you have to, and call it good.
Yeah, that's your best choice. If you plan ahead of time, then you know. And you can put your meals out there, and people are going to think, oh, my God, Matt, what are you asking me to do? It's a pain in the ass. And you're right, it is.
Right.
But you know what? We can make it happen, because do you want to be one of the 500,000 that, you know, die every year from heart disease?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you just said that. You know, we've got, you know, COVID going on, as we all know, and, you know, that's kind of front and center. But yet, to your point a moment ago, 500,000 people a year die from what you're talking about, and yet we're all wearing masks and social distancing and worrying about getting a virus that, you know, frankly, Matt, I think we're going to have to learn to live with anyways, and yet we're not focused on what you're talking about, and yet by and large, that's what most people have the biggest thing, you know, biggest risk of dying from.
They do, and that's the contributes to having death from COVID.
Right.
Heart disease.
Right. One of the comorbidities is being overweight.
Yes. All these things add up, and it's not a shock that it's happening. That's why we talk about going to the doctor, because even if someone looks thin, oh, you look to be in shape. Well, you really don't know until you go and have your numbers done by a doctor.
Right.
And then let them figure it out and work with you. And you may be like, oh, wow, I had no idea my blood pressure was so high. That's why you go to the doctor.
Yeah, and I'm also going to throw something else out there. If you're somebody that's prone to that, I would advise you, because they're so inexpensive now, Matt, you can get your own blood pressure monitor and start doing that on a more often basis than when you would just normally go to the doctor to find out if what you're even doing in your diet is helping.
Correct. Correct. You can monitor at home with some of those and start tracking. You got to get a baseline.
Right.
And when is your heart rate the lowest is actually when you wake up. So if you want to say, what's my resting heart rate,
that's right.
Do it the first thing in the morning, just as you're opening your eyes. Get that. And then start to track that and see where you're at. You can't just say one day, oh, my God, it's 137, and then tomorrow it's 2. You know, you got to have that baseline and then make an educated call to your doctor.
Yeah, I think if there's anything that not blaming you guys in your industry, but I think if there's anything that, you know, the exercise and maybe diet industry has done, which, by the way, I don't think is to their benefit, is they make all of this seem really hard and complicated and cumbersome. And the reality, Matt, is it's really quite the opposite. Once you get a system going and you kind of learn, all right, these are the things that I really need to be focused on. These are the things in my own diet I need to be focused on. These are the things in my own world I need to, you know, focus on exercise-wise. You know, pretty soon it just becomes a routine and it really isn't that difficult. But yet there's so many choices and so many things going on out there that I think to the average person, it looks really complicated to the point where they just say, ah, heck, I'll just go get a hamburger at McDonald's and call it good.
Yeah, they're looking for the fast. They see the Instagram, the Twitter post, whatever it is, for fast. You know, we're going to do it here in 3 weeks, in 3 days, in 3 minutes. It doesn't work that way. But it also doesn't have to be super painful and depriving yourself. There's plenty of good things to eat that taste good, that are healthy for you. You're in control of that. When you buy the chicken thighs or the breast or pork chops, you season it. Nobody else does. You do.
Right.
So if you're seasoning meat bad, well, whose fault is that?
That's right. Well, and I also know this, Matt, that as you kind of get down that trek and you start down that path, your taste buds will actually change and develop, and you will actually find yourself liking things that you maybe didn't like or forgot that you liked prior, because your palate changes based upon it being, quote-unquote, cleaner.
It does, and you feel better. And when you're got all this junk inside you and you're weighed down and you got indigestion and you're just tired, and then you switch to it and you're like, wow, I just feel better. I don't know what to say. Just feel better about myself. And when you go to the drive-thru in that, you know, moment, or you have a, you know, few slices of pizza, you're like, oh my God, that hurts.
Yep.
You don't want to do it anymore.
Well, I mean, I can't say anything else, Matt. You're perfect. Spot on. All right, we're running out of time. How do folks find you? If they've got more questions, they can ask you directly. How do they find you?
You can shoot me an email at athleteinthegameoflife@gmail.com. Go to my website, Matt Peale, that's PEALE.com, and you can follow me on Facebook at Athlete in the Game of Life.
Folks, it's all there. I've been to the website many times. It's great. Anything you need, check out Matt. Matt, I appreciate it. I know you're going to join us here on a routine basis, and I appreciate that. And you know my heart. I want to see people, you know, get healthy, feel healthy, stay out of the doctor, stay out of the hospital. You know, the bottom line is all of what they do on the front side will help on the back side, and I just want people to feel well.
Absolutely. Me too, John. Thank you, sir.
You betcha, sir. Appreciate it very much. Matt Peale, again, you can find him at Matt. It's two T's, by the way. Matt Peale, PEALE.com. Great guy, as you can tell. And we're going to have him back in the future, just giving some different tips. I know we do health and wellness on Wednesdays. But, folks, this is a big deal. I can tell you in my own world when I'm not eating right. And for me, by the way, not eating right is I still don't go to drive-thrus. But, I mean, eating things that you know, maybe you just don't feel really well eating. For example, that slice of pizza. For me personally, I do my best to stay away from that because a slice of pizza, I will pay for. I will not feel well after eating it. So, you know, again, my goal is for all of you to live a really healthy, wealthy life. Enjoy it. Stay out of the hospital. Stay out of the doctor's office. And by the way, we've got everything, you know, in today's world, we have got more at our fingertips than we've ever had in the history of mankind to do what I'm saying, and yet at the end of the day, most of us choose to not do it. So I'm telling you, please choose that. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Speaking of choosing things, your vehicle, much like your body, needs maintenance. It needs taken care of. The more you do, the longer it lasts, the less money you spend on it, just like your body. It all goes hand in hand, and I really mean that. So go to klzradio.com, look up Extreme Auto Repair. They specialize in everything you need for your vehicle, including diesel repairs. And don't forget, you can spend that stimulus check money if you get it with them as well. 303-841-1071, or again, find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Franktown Firearms, folks, if you've owned a gun for many, many years and you just want to go shoot and have fun or even get some brush up on some training, things along those lines, they can help you with all of that. Or if you've never owned a gun prior to now, and by the way, the Biden administration is talking about changes in that world. If I were going to do it, I would get it done now. 720-770-7777. Again, go to the website, klzradio.com, and just look up Franktown Firearms.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate you joining us today. Again, Matt Peel, I want to say a special thanks to him joining us, and he'll be with us on a periodic basis throughout the months ahead. And he and I have even slated some things out that we want to get into as time goes by, and I really do appreciate him joining us. I was just thinking about this as we ended that last hour, and Mike and I from Golden were talking when it comes to, you know, clean energy, you know, quote unquote, you know, wind, solar, things along those lines. And I did a little bit of research at the top of the hour to determine, you know, what is the cheapest source of energy based upon production and then the receiving of that energy. By the way, these figures, I've not seen anybody account for, you know, maintenance and, you know, total quote unquote cost of ownership. What's it, what happens when that thing is, you know, no longer usable, the disposal costs when it comes to the blades on a wind turbine, when a wind turbine needs rebuilt, what happens, you know, how does that come into play? There's a lot of answers there that frankly I haven't heard anybody, you know, answer yet. And it maybe eventually I'll get those answers. But, you know, one of the things that I think is really important when it comes to energy, at least it is to me personally, and I'm assuming it is to all of you, including some of you that are considered to be lefties on the left, and that is cost of reliability. Now, wind and solar, while they're great and they may add to the grid, you look outside right now, and Charlie, the flag's blowing a little bit. I don't know if it's enough to turn a turbine. And we don't have enough sunlight to make solar work at the moment. So at the moment, those two energy sources, anywhere along the area that we're in right now in Colorado, Front Range, don't work. They're unreliable, is my point. There's no reliability there. So to me, anything that we look at energy-wise has to have some sort of a reliability factor to it. I guess what I'm getting at is I'm willing to pay more money energy-wise as a consumer to have reliability versus saving money and not knowing whether I throw the switch on, it's going to work or not. Folks, that's as Americans, that's what we've always done. Each one of you has the ability, typically, to choose what kind of reliability do you want. When you want to hop in the car and turn the ignition key and go, what are you willing to pay for that reliability? Some of you, and I've worked on cars my whole life, I get it. Some people are not willing to pay much for reliability. I guess they figure they can walk at times. So they're not willing to spend the money to keep the vehicle in top working order because it's just not high priority. For me, it is. It always has been. I'm that mechanical kind of a guy where I like reliability and I'm willing to pay extra money for it because I like it and I want it. And not that I'm so dependent on it that my life would crumble if it's not there, but I like having those comforts. And I'm willing to pay for them, whether that's with, you know, transportation or it's going home at night and flipping on a switch or turning up the thermostat and having heat. That's just what I like. Now, unfortunately, and maybe we can get to this point to where, and I would be for this, by the way, if you're somebody that is on the left and you're all for the quote-unquote green energy and you're willing to sign up for rolling blackouts and brownouts, in other words, you're willing to sign up for unreliability and you want to save money in the process, go for it. Be my guest. As long as I, as a consumer, have the ability to sign up for the premium plan that says no matter what, I always have electricity and gas at my door, and I'm willing to pay X to do so. Now, all of you on the left, you just fell over because what I just said is basically creating a have and have not situation. What I'm saying is I'm willing to pay to have, and if you want green energy, then you need to be willing to give up something, i.e. reliability, to have it. I also think at the end of the day, you won't save any money over what I will, but hey, knock your socks off. Go for it. When it's all said and done and all the subsidies run out and everybody has to really start paying their fair share, I don't think most of you will be takers on the wind and solar side. Why? Because you're as spoiled as I am. You like turning on the switch and having the light works all and having the lights work also. You like turning the thermostat up on the boiler or the furnace, whatever you happen to have in your home, and you like having instant heat. You're all as spoiled as I am. In fact, probably more so than I am. Like I told Dennis earlier, I have the ability to figure out ways around what you just said and still heat my home and do what I need to do to make things work. Most of you don't. And by the way, most of you on the left don't. So it's interesting that I'm not willing to give up reliability, but evidently some of you on the left are. But by the way, I think you just say that as a talking point because when it really gets down to it, you're not. You're not willing to give up the reliability factor. You say that you are. Because by the way, you're saying that you are when you go to wind and solar. But in all essence, you're not. You're as mad when the lights don't work as I am. In fact, I would venture to guess that most people on the left, when the lights go out and they don't work or the furnace doesn't come on, you're the first Karen on the phone calling XL Energy complaining that your neighborhood is out of power or your particular house is out of power. Guys, I don't think I'm wrong in what I just said. You guys are more of a Karen when that happens than I would be. Why? Because I've got the ability to work around it. Most of you don't. Most of you on the left don't, I mean. Why? Because I'm more resourceful than you are. Yeah, I'll say it. I'm way more resourceful. You're not. I'm poking some folks in the eyes right now, but frankly, I don't care because you're all going down the wrong path with this quote-unquote blood energy that you think is so great. While right now, literally, those of you that are greenies, right now, literally, I guarantee you, you're going to read in the news here in the not-too-distant future, people that have died in Texas and other places where there wasn't any power, there wasn't any gas, the heat wasn't on, they weren't able to take care of themselves, and they died. By the way, that's on you. That's on all of you quote-unquote greenies that thinks this is the next greatest thing to slice bread. Their blood's on your hands as far as I'm concerned. You're the ones that want this. I don't. Give me nuclear energy. Give me hydro. Give me coal. Give me gas. I'll take all of it. Way over the top of wind and solar. As I talked with Mike, I'm not against it. It just won't stand on its own right now. So again, folks, those of you that are on the left that really think wind and solar is the ticket, when you read about somebody dying in this cold snap we're having in a lot of parts of the U.S. and the power got shut off because there wasn't enough to go around, this, folks, is on you. This isn't on me. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks, and they want to sell you a new or used car or truck. Transportation. I am a big believer, as you all know, in transportation and the freedom that comes with it. Being able to go from A to B anytime I want. Not when they want, when I want. Purify Chevrolet can help you do that and get you good, reliable transportation, new or used. Shop online at purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Roof Max, Dave and I were talking today, and actually I noticed the same thing around my house. Dave did as well. With all of this extreme cold temperature we've had, you can notice some of the caulking even around your windows and such really, really shrinking up to the point where you might even have some gaps around the windows. Well, guess what? Your roof is doing the exact same thing. And if you find yourself with some leaks or things like that, I got an email earlier today on somebody with a roof leak, and I told him to call Dave. Give Dave a call. He's the one that can help you with all of that, and he'd love to do it, and he's got a great way to rejuvenate your roof at the same time. 303-710-6916. That's Dave at RoofMax.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He'd love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs. He'll give you a free mortgage analysis. But if you know you need something right now, give him a call and he'll take care of that as well. 720-895-0500. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining us right now. Also, Joe from New Jersey. I'll just get you guys both going. Joe, you're up. What's going on, sir?
John, you must be spreading fake news. I mean, where are you getting this stuff? QAnon about power shortages and wind turbines freezing up? I've been on all these liberal websites, and there's not a single word. I mean, my Bible, my go-to source are these liberal websites. And, John, there's not a single story about wind turbines freezing or rolling blackouts. So, in fact, Joe,
I've actually seen those guys on other sites where there's pictures of these things, you know, freezing up, and they're using the glycol to unfreeze them, justifying that that's a great thing because when they come back online, we're still ahead. That's how literally ignorant some of these individuals are.
Well, I just went to the three biggest ones, and there's not a single story about these rolling.
Of course not, Joe, because they're delusional in thinking that, you know, blood energy, I'm going to now start calling it, because that's really what it is. When you look at the things that it's actually doing and the harm that it's committing, not the good that it's doing, this is like blood diamonds of Africa. It's blood energy.
Yes, and let me just project forward how much worse it could get. First of all, you know, GM's not going to make any more fossil fuel cars, and California's already going to outlaw them. So you're going to have more and more electric cars, fewer and fewer fossil cars, which means that's going to add to the demand on the grid.
Right.
Second, as you get rid of natural gas to homes, you're going to have to stop. I think it's San Francisco and a few others. You can no longer heat a home with natural gas.
Right. They're going to turn the tap off, basically.
They want to turn the tap off. So as you convert existing homes or require all new homes be built with electric heat, that's going to further add to the grid. Well, we don't have enough backup power now.
We don't.
When wind and solar go offline. What's going to happen when you add all these electric cars and all these new electrically heated homes to the grid?
Well, and
wind and solar,
Joe, to your point, there's some executives and companies that basically the left ignores, the Toyota CEO, Elon Musk, which, by the way, the left worships, but both of those guys are saying the exact same things you and I are saying right now. There's not enough to go around as we speak even. How are we going to add all these electric vehicles into the mix?
Right, because wind and solar will always require 100% fossil fuel backup.
That's right.
And so if you don't build more fossil fuel plants, you know, when you have days like this,
we won't have a stable grid is what you're getting at. In other words, what I said a moment ago, we won't have any reliability.
You won't have any reliability. And these rolling blackouts that we're experiencing some parts of the country today will look like a walk in the park.
That's right.
Just imagine if the demand on the grid increased by 30% in 10 years.
That's right.
And no new fossil fuel plants were permitted to be built.
That's right.
What holy hell would that look like on a day like today?
Well said, Joe. I'll leave it at that. Nope, good stuff. You're right on target. Richard, you hear what we've been talking about, and you know, Joe just kind of solidified things that I've said all along, and it's ridiculous. I'm still dumbfounded that we live in a country whereby we have rolling blackouts and not having the ability to meet the demand of customers, you know, from coast to coast in a first world country like we are. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Absolutely. That's well. And here's what I will say, Dad. Is as with all things liberal and from the left side of things, they will continue down the anti-fossil fuel track until it no longer benefits them and is no longer beneficial to them. Because as we've seen with COVID and everything else, they only follow their rules as long as it's
when it benefits them. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. They're a do as I say, not as I do crowd. That's exactly how it is. Again, John Kerry's a great example of that. You know, he can run around in a private jet. He can run all over the world and have a, you know, whatever carbon footprint he wants to have. But nobody else can do it because he's the king and you're not.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, I know you and I have been talking about it. And it's definitely something that we need to be concerned about. But when it all comes down to it, you and I both know that wind energy is not going to solely power us.
Nope.
You know, the solar is not anywhere close, and they still have to figure out a way. So, okay, let's say solar technology does get better and better and better and better and better, right, to where we can really harness all of the power, you know, of the sun, because we're really not harnessing that much.
Right.
I don't know the exact efficiency rating. It's just super, super low compared to, you know, fossil fuels and renewable fuels in that sense of the word. And so, let's say we did get to that point in time, we still have to get the battery technology there, right? And we're getting better with the help of Elon Musk and a lot of the other companies. They're getting the battery technology, but then you've got to get the battery technology to places that people can utilize and build batteries large enough to keep the fuel, keep the solar, keep
right.
the wind energy
right.
when it's not actually generating electricity for you, right?
Right.
And that's, I think, people don't understand it. And I know you've talked over and over again, and we can talk till we're blue in the face, about how batteries and the situation that comes and arises from that is obviously much worse for the environment than the mining of coal or the getting of oil or you know
right.
whatever it you know whatever
You're
we
correct.
Need to do. And so, you know, even if we get out to all these things, it's not going to go well. So, again, I view solar, you know, not solar, Dad, but, you know, I view, well, I should say, quote-unquote renewable energies, which we know they're not, but, you know, they're the reliant energies, I should say.
Right.
Right, because if you have a cloudy day or live in a
That's
place
right.
like Seattle or whatever it might be, you run into problems. So those these are all good talking points, right, and they're great because they allow people to get in the field, and liberals and progressives that are really great at doing that, right? They're really great at getting into the fields of people, whereas conservatives, we really don't care about your feelings a whole lot of time. And
no, I want the facts.
Trouble at times.
No, I just want the facts.
Exactly.
You know, going back to John Kerry, I'll make sure everybody understands. I don't care that John Kerry has a private jet and flies all over the world. I just don't want to be preached at that I can't because he can. That's what I have a problem with. I don't care that he does it. I care that he does it, and he's such a stinking hypocrite about it.
Well, exactly. But again, that is all liberals. Again, it goes back to when the COVID lockdowns were happening and everything that was taking place. What were these governors doing and these politicians doing? They were going out. They were going to restaurants. You know, you saw Newsom at some swanky
right.
joint. And then all of them did the exact same thing. You know, Hancock here, right? You know, don't travel. Don't leave your house. Okay, they were caught. I'm going to issue an apology. I'm so, so sorry. I shouldn't have done this. But boom, guess what? They still got to do what they've been telling mm-hmm. you not to do for forever, right? Like, and that's kind of the biggest difference here, Dad. And so that's why I totally get where you guys are coming, and I do think that the fossil fuel and energy is a big deal, and we have to pay attention as conservatives. But let's be honest. The minute that these people are inconvenienced, you know, even in the slightest, there will be a way to do this. Now, it may be through nuclear energy, Dad, and you and I have said that even as conservatives, nuclear is the future, and it
yes.
needs to be the future, because we have made so many advances in nuclear, and it's so much more efficient than even coal, right? And it is the way of the future. You just have to get over the stigma, kind of like what they've tried to do with diesel engines for a while now,
right.
that nuclear
That's
is
correct.
This dirty,
yes.
nasty, you know, Chernobyl type of a deal. And so that is the future. And because they've proven, Dad, that you can get essentially a nuclear reactor that's, you know, honestly the size of a, you know, a computer monitor, for example, or a TV that would power entire subdivisions for years, right?
Right. right.
But you have to get it through people's heads of how that needs to work and how that is processed. And so that's where I think it's going. But it's funny and it's kind of mind-blowing because you have a lot of these conservatives that say, yes, solar. It's like, okay. We have 300 days of sunshine here in Colorado. You have people putting solar up on their houses forever, right? And they have been for forever. And you have people putting it up more and more and more. But what they don't realize is they are not fully reaching their potential unless they can harness that energy. Because when do most of us use our energy?
Night.
Exactly, right? Most of us use it from the hours of basically 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., right?
Right?
When we're cooking dinner, watching TV, streaming, listening to music, whatever it might be. That's when most of the energy, that's why rates are higher at that point in time. And so it's just, again, Dad, you know, I looked into potentially putting solar, you know, on the house I'm currently in, and I just don't see the benefit
no,
of it. So
I've done the math. It doesn't, the numbers don't add up. It doesn't equate.
I totally agree with you. So it definitely is an interesting dynamic, and I think it's something that we as conservatives have to pay attention to. And I did see, and I know Joe mentioned it, how interesting is it that obviously the turbines in Texas have frozen up, and like you said, they're having to use glycol to unthaw them.
Right.
By the way, do people not realize how bad glycol is?
Yeah, glycol's not a great thing to be running down onto the, you know, in fact, you as a shop owner, for example, are not allowed to take the antifreeze out of a car and just run it down the storm drain, and yet we've got these guys out there literally dumping glycol, you know, all over these blades to free them up, and guess where it has to go? Right down on the ground below.
Exactly, 100%. So it's an interesting thing, and I think that again, people don't understand. And the one thing that I am hating about all this with Texas is because, you know, this Texas and the governor, as a rightful, as he should have done, came out and basically told people, you know, be mindful, right? You know, stay at home. You know, I think, folks, obviously here in Colorado, we've got four-wheel drive cars. We have de-icing. We have all sorts of stuff to get out back on the road after a snowstorm or after an ice event. They don't really have that in Texas. Right?
Right.
Not to the extremes that we do here. And so the governor is essentially saying stay at home. Well, so now all of these liberals and lefties are coming out and comparing this to COVID, that this is the situation.
Oh, my word.
For that, right? This is exactly what we're saying with COVID. You must protect people, so you need to stay at home. Why is it okay for them to tell you that staying at home? It's like, well, I don't think the governor is telling me to shut my business for the next 3 months to curb the spread of the cold.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, he's
and
not.
So that's where I just think that we as conservatives do have to pay attention. We have to look
Agree.
At the whole picture, right,
Agree.
Dad?
Agree.
Not just one individual instance. And that's what they try to do, as the case with John Kerry. He tries to pull your eyes off of something he's doing here in order to do something over there, and we just have to be careful for that to not happen.
All right, we'll come right back. Going to talk about Tom Brady and the trophy throwing in a moment, because, again, I think that's sort of a lefty thing as well. Gino's Auto Service is next, folks. And with Gino's, it's Gino's with a J. Steve Horvath, the owner, was with me this last Saturday on Drive Radio. I had a great time. Just a great guy. And they just really want to take care of you and your vehicle. And they've been serving Littleton for 37-plus years. So find them today online, ginosautoservice.com or 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Register now for a free workshop with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m., dinner included. Reserve your seat at klzradio.com/estate.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard with me. All right, I want to shift gears into the basically all of the, in my opinion, a lot to do about nothing with Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi Trophy from one boat to another, the so-called daughter of one of the silversmiths that didn't design the trophy, but he sort of worked on the trophy back in the day, you know, one of the first trophies, I should say. But this gal, she basically wants an apology from Tom Brady for basically misusing the trophy. And Richard, I'm one that just says, go get a life, lady. We lose you, Richard? Hello, Richard.
Nope, I'm there.
There you go. There we go.
Okay. So I still have faith in humanity because, you know, follow a lot of different people on Twitter and social media and such. And a lot of them, obviously, on the sports world are leftists, right? You know, they're on that side of things. And so they're all about the social justice, you know, this, that, you know, forgiving and that sort of thing. You know, people have got cobs up you know where. And in this case, most of them came out and said, lady, chill. Like, basically, this is 2020-21. This is 2021 in its peak of get a life, lady. Like, this is insane. You don't need to be worrying about this. Your dad may have played a part in it, but it's been 50 years ago.
Right.
And here's the deal. It's not like the Stanley Cup, right? So for folks that don't know, the Stanley Cup is the one and the only. It's the original Stanley Cup. They've been replayed it, you know, every so often, but essentially you know, each player gets like
a day.
They get a day with the cup, right? They get to do all sorts of different things, and then after that, it kind of goes back. And
they've done some pretty, let's just say, some fairly outlandish things with the cup that we will not get into on radio. But let's just say that it has not always been taken care of in the most pristine ways. Let's just say that.
Exactly, and that is the cup where that there's the one and only of those, I believe.
Yeah, Lombardi Trophy. They make a new one every year for the winning team.
Well, Dad, not only that, but they make. You know, I think John Elway, for example, has Lombardi trophies in his restaurant. So does Mike Shanahan. I'm pretty sure you can, if you've won it as a player, coach, whatever it is, can kind of get replicas made, right? And so it's not like it's this special trophy.
It's not an idol, is the point, right?
No, it's not. Well, Rob Gronkowski, for a few years ago for the Patriots, he bunted with it at a Red Sox game when they were announcing the Patriots as world champions.
Oh.
He literally bunted, you know, with the Lombardi Trophy. And so, you know, it's funny, it's fun. But, you know, and so you sent me the story out of Jason Light, the GM of the Buccaneers, basically came out and posted, you know, a GIF saying, lighten up, Francis.
Right.
And it's the truth. Like,
it is.
We are at this point. And by the way, I'm just going to say it. And this reporter wasn't doing anything wrong. They were just kind of trying to, do a story on it. And here's the reality. That lady, she's just looking for her 15 minutes of fame.
That's right.
In this case, she should have gotten about 30 seconds of fame. Because the minute that I saw the story and I heard her talk for the 30 seconds or whatever the clip was, I was like, are you kidding me, lady? Like, find better things. If we devoted in this country, Dad, as much time of, you know, that we, you know, as much time to important things that we do about worrying about things as such as if Tom Brady's throwing the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to another, how much better off would we be?
A lot.
Right? We'd be tenfold better off. It'd be insane, you know, how much better we would be as a society.
Oh, but Richard, she's had trouble sleeping over this. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. I think she lost sleep for 2 days, right?
Right.
That's what she said?
Oh, she's really upset.
So it's like, this is insane.
This is a lady that needs, by the way, everyone listening, this is a lady that needs a life.
She needs a lot more than that. Like, and I get it. I'm sure. So I was listening to some local radio hosts today, and they were kind of comparing it to this. Right, the Buccaneers won that trophy, right?
Right.
They put in the hard work, the sweat, the tears, the blood, everything else for it. They can do what they want to with it, right? It's kind of like if you win a golf trophy, or, you know, even as a kid, if you win a participation trophy, you know, whatever it is, you can do whatever you want to with it. Now, you know, Tom Brady wasn't, like you say, committing some vile act or whatever it is. Basically, you know, the way I viewed it is it was Tom having fun with his first Super Bowl. He's won outside of the Patriots. He was enjoying it. He was having fun, with life in general. And basically, I think he was taking the time to, kind of have more fun than he would have with Belichick, Dad, right?
Right.
And basically showing, I've won 7 of these. You know, all right, this one doesn't mean much. You know, you guys enjoy it.
Right.
And so it's like, my goodness, you know, just.
Well, and by the way, Charlie was the first to point this out. Her dad, by the way, because the Hall of Fame doesn't even mention her dad, Greg Groves. He would have been a silversmith in charge of fashioning the actual trophy out of silver rather than cardboard or napkins. And, you know, he may have chiseled a few things on it, but, you know, he was not the main designer, the main fabricator, the main worker on the trophy. Her dad, you know, and by the way, probably was passed down through the years that he was one of the main guys, which is probably some, you know, a little bit of family untruth there, if you ask me, that she's probably held on to all these years. And fact of the matter is, her dad probably had far less to do with it than she even thinks.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's the. Well, and like,
not that it matters one way or the other. I'm just trying to, you know, point out that her dad didn't have near as much to do with it as she's making it out to be.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I think, the concern that I have, you know, in this entire, well, not concern. It's not even that. It's, lady, your dad, 50 years ago is when the first trophy came out, right? It was
right.
First designed. It's not like this is some, and here's the, silversmiths are cool dudes, right? You know, they know how to do some cool things. But I'm pretty sure by now they probably have got a machine that does it, you would think, right?
Probably, yes.
To some extent.
Yeah,
you know, sort of
and here's my point I told Charlie a moment ago. Let's just say, heaven forbid, so the thing costs 10 grand. Let's say, heaven forbid, somebody dropped it and it lands in the water. Do you think the team could spare 10 grand or even Brady himself could write the 10K check to buy another one?
I'm pretty sure the team would gladly, based on the publicity they've got and the increase in value, and even Even Brady himself would have said, you know, for the fun of it, yeah, that was well worth it to do that. Again, let's be honest, the rings are worth more to these players than the trophies, right? The trophy's cool,
right?
But it's the, you know, it's the ring that matters most, because that's what you keep with you always in that piece of it. So yeah, it's Dad, I just am astounded.
Well, and I'm also astounded by the headlines, because I think a lot of these headlines are false. I'm reading one in Yahoo right now. Daughter of Lombardi Trophies designer. There's nothing anywhere that said her dad was a designer of the Lombardi Trophy. The Hall of Fame for the football, for the NFL, for the National Football League doesn't even claim that. And you and I both know if he was a real designer, he'd be listed there somewhere. So again, these are false headlines, much like the left likes to do, by the way.
Well, exactly, and that's the thing is, again, it's like, folks, can we not just enjoy life? You know, why can't we just
Not
fun?
When the Karens are in charge, Richard. No, you can't. You're not allowed to.
And Dad, not to mention the amount of hate I saw from, you know, all the Buccaneers players and their spouses and their friends that didn't have masks, and this was a super spreader event. And by the way, you know, I guess we should be seeing that, you know, in the next week, right? Because, you know, these guys are they're spreading COVID like wildfire, Dad, right? And it's just, yeah, I know we talked about it a little bit last week, and you played, you know, Governor DeSantis and essentially his stuff. So, you know, I'm a Buccaneers fan, and yeah, we're going to enjoy this, as they should.
Right.
You know, if we all enjoyed stuff a little bit more in life, Dad, you know, we would probably come together as a society way more than we would, you know, as, I guess, than we have been. And so if we all enjoyed stuff and, you know, enjoyed sports, and that's what we've talked about since the beginning, is sports is a way for all of us to put our differences aside, come together, saying, I don't care if you're left, right, whatever it is. We're fans of the Buccaneers. We're going to celebrate that they've won, and we should do more of that, to be honest.
All right. I'll leave you with that. Well said. I agree. Can't disagree. All right, Richard, appreciate that very much. And all right, we'll be back. I'll take a quick timeout. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. If you're 62 years of age or older and you're sitting on some equity, you're not sure how to tap into that, you don't want to sell your home, you don't want to move, you like where you live, you just want to tap into that equity, Bruce can show you how. It's really simple. Just give him a call directly, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A minute left of this hour, then we'll head into hour number three, which I've got Kurt Rogers, of course, top of the hour for our Monday Mortgage Minute. And then Carol Lieberman will join us, America's psychiatrist. We talk a lot about just where we're at today with mask wearing and social distancing and the mentality, literally, that goes behind all of that, and that Karen mentality. And I say this a lot, folks, and I really do mean it, and I'm really fearful. We've allowed, I don't know how or why, but we've allowed literally Karens now to have full reign over the majority of our lives, plural, because anywhere you go, there's some Karen you feel like looking over their shoulder at you, scrutinizing every move you make, whether you're wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, distancing, not distancing. Really, it's gotten to the point where we don't feel like Big Brother's watching us. We feel like Big Karen is watching us. And the reality is he and she are. That's the day and age we now live in, and I never thought I'd see the day where we allowed the Karens of the world to rule over us, but we've done it, and I think at times, almost gleefully, which I just don't understand as a country how we've allowed ourselves to do this. Anyways, we'll come right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.